Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
In Romans chapter 14 and verse 10, it says, "For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Each of us must give an account of himself to God." Now, I've been teaching on the subject of who is the Holy Spirit, and one of his titles is the Spirit of Truth. Jesus said in John 16 and 13, "But when the Spirit of Truth comes, he will guide you into all truth." And the Holy Spirit does reveal truth, but I am wondering if the church is following him today. Look at your neighbor and ask them this question: are you following the Lord? Are you following the Spirit of Truth? You know, there are many people who treat the Bible as just another book, a book of philosophy or a book of literature, a book of proverbs and prose. However, the Bible was given by God to humanity. And the Holy Spirit himself gave men words to pen and to speak regarding the truth about life. In 2 Peter 1 and 20, it says, "Above all, you must realize that no prophecy in Scripture ever came from the prophet's own understanding or human initiative. No, those prophets were moved by the Holy Spirit, and they spoke from God." The Bible is the only book that can tell you the truth about life. And this morning, I want to answer some of the most important questions about life. So let's start at the beginning. Why were you born? There are people who wake up every morning wondering why I was born, why I'm here, what am I supposed to do with this life? Some people regretting it. Some people regret the very day they were born. But the Bible gives us an answer. It says that you were born to fulfill God's specific purpose and destiny for your life. In Ephesians chapter 1 and 11, it says, "In him we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to his purpose, who does all things according to the counsel of his own will." It was God and his will that caused you to be born with the parents that you have today. He put you in that family with the siblings that you have. He placed you in the country he wanted you to be born in, and in the state, and in the city, and even into that community. It was simply a point of entry into the world. However, God used it to give you the unique experiences you needed in life for you to fulfill your destiny. And that's why God requires most people to leave home as they begin to grow up. You know, the Bible says, "For this cause shall a man leave his father and his mother and be joined together with his wife." God told Abraham in order for him to be blessed, he had to leave his home and leave his relatives. And Jesus himself had to leave his hometown of Nazareth and move to Capernaum, where he started his earthly ministry. God knew that there was something about your assignment that was going to require you to move from where you began. It was simply a point of entry for you. And God leads us and he guides us throughout our lives because he has a plan and a purpose for us. In fact, God knew you before you were born, and he assigned your purpose before he even placed you in your mother's womb. In Jeremiah 1:5, it says, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart and I appointed you as my spokesman to the world. First and foremost, you were born to become God's spokesmen and women to this world. We must tell them that Jesus Christ is the only Savior of the world. He's the only purpose for living. He's the only way to eternal life and to heaven. In John 3:36, it says, whoever believes in Jesus has eternal life. Whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God remains upon him. Now, how do you discover God's plan for your life? Once you realize that God is the one who brought you into this world, that there's a plan, how do you discover that plan? I need to say this again to you because you need to realize that you were not an accident. Now, your parents may have told you that because they were surprised. Hopefully, they waited until you got old enough so that you was not going around in grade school saying, I'm an accident, to the kids around you. But do you know that even affects people today, to know that they weren't planned? Let me just clear it up for you. You were planned. Your parents may not have known about it, but you were always planned by God. In fact, it's interesting because the plan of God is given to us in advance of us even being born. Now listen, this is a very important scripture for you to always remember. In Jeremiah 29:11, God says, for I know the plans I have for you. God had plans for you before he placed you in your mother's womb. And he goes on to say, and these plans are good, and they're not for evil. They're to give you hope and give you a future. Parents, it's so important for you to pay close attention to your children. Pay attention to the interests that they have in their lives because they were born and they came into this world with a plan. You may not be able to see it tattooed on their body, but they have a plan. And it's God's plan for their lives. I've heard some parents say, I don't know what to do with that child. Well, I can tell you what to do. Raise them according to the Bible, not according to Spock and others who tell you what you should do with your child. No, you need to use the word of God. God is the creator. In his word, he tells you how to raise your child. The Bible says, raise up a child in the way that they shall go, which is the word of God. And when they're old, they won't depart from it. Now, this is something you have to understand about your children. When they were born, they didn't have any previous education. Now, you may take that for granted and think, well, I know that. Let me ask you a question. When they're very little, then why do you ask them what they want? If you know they've had no prior education, they haven't been taught what they want yet, why do you ask them what they want? Why do you teach them that they must respond out of their natural feelings rather than knowledge that you teach them? Now, let me tell you what the Bible says about children when they're born. In Proverbs 22:15, it says, foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child. God sends children here filled with foolishness. See, and if you read the book, you know that. You're asking a child what they want, and God says they're bound with foolishness. They're bound with foolishness until you put something else in them. Now, this is God's advice. Since foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child, the rod of correction
will drive it far from them.
You have to let your children know that you're the boss. You're the parent. You're the adult. They just got here 1 minute ago. Why do we let them rule our homes and tell us what to do? Why do we have a bad day when our kids, when we can establish the day they should have, therefore our day is good? We're talking about the spirit of truth today. In Proverbs 29 and 15, it says, to discipline and reprimand a child produces wisdom in them, but a mother is disgraced by an undisciplined child. Now, it's interesting that they say mother because some mothers think they should wait until the father gets home to discipline the child. But the problem becomes when you do that, that the child will not obey you or respect you. That's why the Bible says, discipline and reprimand your child. Give them the wisdom that they need. I brought them into the world with foolishness. You've got to teach them the way that they should go, or they will disgrace you, mom. Didn't say fathers, but a mother is disgraced by an undisciplined child. It goes on to say, discipline your children, and they will give you happiness and peace of mind. That's the wisdom of God's word. That's the truth. Many of us have found that to be true, one way or the other. Now, every person has been given an assignment by God and a season to fulfill that assignment. In Ecclesiastes 3 and 1, it says, to everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under the heavens. The word purpose in the Hebrew means a valuable thing desired. If there's a plan, and there is, if there's a season to fulfill that plan, and there is, are we keeping up with the daily schedule that God has for us to fulfill the plan that He has for our lives?
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Each of us have a prophetic destiny. The Bible says the Lord called me before my birth. From within the womb, He called me by my name. Each of us was born to serve a divine purpose. God is the only one qualified to guide your life. He is the only one who knows the future. In Isaiah 46 and 9, it says, for I alone am God. I am God and there is none like me. Only I can tell you the future before it happens, and everything I plan will come to pass. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that is alive is worth the drive. Come discover how to discover your real purpose.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Now, to know God's plan, there's some important things that we have to do. Number one, we've got to accept Jesus Christ as personal Savior. The Bible tells us that we give our lives to Him. He becomes our Lord and our Master. Lord meaning the one who leads and guides us and tells us how we are to live. And the Word of God is that guide. The Spirit of Truth, the Holy Spirit, moved upon men to write the Bible. And so all truth about life is found in this Bible. That's why the Bible says study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Not wrongly. A lot of people are dividing it wrongly. They're just doing what they think instead of what the Bible actually says. I gave you a recent survey that said that there were at least 47% of people who have made up their own doctrines, what to believe, more than going to church and receiving doctrines from the Word of God. People are making it up as they go. The only problem is they're not telling people they made it up when they talk to them. So a person who does not know the Word of God listens to a person's faith system and they begin to believe something they made up. It's important for you to read the Word of God because the preacher may be giving you information that's not the Word. Because he received it from another preacher. He liked the sermon, so he preached the same sermon. But the Bible says that if the blind lead the blind, they both fall into the ditch. That's why you have to know the Word of God for yourself. Because God's plan for your life is a personal plan. It's not the family plan. That's why God says many times, you've got to leave your family. He said, Abraham, leave your family, leave your mother and father. Go to a place I will show you. The plan is not a family plan. It's a personal plan. You need to know God's personal plan for your life. In Romans 12 and 1, it says, present your body, not somebody else's body. It's easy to present somebody else's body. God said, no, I want your body. And I want it to be a living sacrifice, and I want it to be holy and pleasing to me. And don't you be conformed to the world system. Now, that's a sermon in itself. I'll try not to get stuck there. I'm going to keep moving. It's pretty hard. Because the church is acting like the world and looking like the world in so many ways. It's hard to distinguish the church from the world. But God nevertheless said, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed. That means from to something else. By the renewing of your mind. Your mind is renewed by the Word of God, by the way. It exchanges your thoughts for His thoughts. The Bible says a man's ways are right in his own eyes. If you don't think that's true, ask your husband or your wife. What's better, ask your children. Their ways are right in their own eyes. You don't understand, mom and dad. The Bible says if we will do that, we will prove to find what is the good and the perfect will of God. We have to remember that He's first, though. If you want to know the plan of God for your life, you have got to switch places in the front seat of your life. You have to stop driving and allow Him to drive. Because whoever is driving is the one who is going to the destination. I want you to think about that for a minute. God wants to be the driver of your life. But have we allowed Him to drive our lives? Oh, that's a whole nother thought. In Luke chapter 14 and 26, it says, if you want to be my disciple, you must hate everyone else by comparison. Your father and your mother, your wife and your children, your brothers and your sisters. Yes, even your own life. Now, God's not saying hate your wife, hate your children. Hate your mom and your dad. He's simply saying, in comparison to the love you have for me, their love should seem like hate. God is clearly saying that I'm first in every area of your life. People, that's the only way that you can find God's true plan for your life. Now, if you can get past putting God first above people, you still have a battle you have to fight, and that's the battle of your own flesh. And you need to understand that and be honest about that, because your flesh does not want to obey God. your feelings and your emotions. Your feelings and your emotions are fickle. They change. They don't really know what they want. Some people say, well, I just go by my heart. Well, the Bible says your heart is deceitful above all. Well, isn't that good advice? You come to somebody, what should I do about this situation? They say, just follow your heart. And the Bible says your heart is deceitful above all. Who can know it? No, don't follow your heart. Follow the word of God. Get wisdom. And do what the Lord tells you to do. But back to the flesh. In Romans 8 and 7, it says, those controlled by the sinful nature or the flesh cannot please God. We are not to be led by our emotions, by our heart, by our own reason. In fact, Galatians 5 and 16 tells us to walk with the Spirit. In other words, allow the Holy Spirit to be your guide in life. The Bible says those who are led by the Spirit are the children of God. So when the Holy Spirit tells us in Galatians 5 and 16, walk with the Spirit and you will not fulfill the desires of the flesh, it means he walks a little bit ahead of you. Even if you're armed and armed, he's walking a little bit ahead of you. So you know which way to go. And you are constantly asking him, Lord, what should I do? Lord, how should I do this? Holy Spirit, help me. We have to stop leaving home without the Holy Spirit. The truth is, you don't leave home without him. You just don't pay attention to him. Because he's right there. Jesus said he'd never leave you or forsake you. He's there to give you advice. He's there to help you. He's there to strengthen you. But you have to allow him to drive your life. In Romans 8 and 13, it says, if through the power of the Spirit you put to death the deeds of your sinful body, you will live. So it's through the power of the Holy Spirit guiding you and directing you that you can put to death the influence of your flesh over your life. That's the only way you can know the plan of God for your life. You have to stop spoiling yourself. You have to start doing some of the tough things you don't like to do, like getting up very early in the morning and praying. Like grabbing your Bible instead of watching TV and reading it. Like spending some time with the Lord. Good quality time. Enough time you can receive from him and he can speak back to you. That's more than 5 minutes. Quality time. Some people think quality time with God is 5 minutes. Now let's talk about discovering your purpose, because this is another question that we need to answer. How do you discover your purpose in life? We've talked about why I was born. We've talked about how to find God's plan. But now, what about my purpose? Now, this is an interesting subject because we all have a purpose in life. Now, I want you to think about that for a minute, because really, I think at some point in our lives when we get old enough to feel good about ourselves, we begin to come up with all kinds of ideas and dreams and what we want to do with our lives and who we want to do it with. When actually, there's a purpose for your life. There is a specific purpose for you being born.
This concludes part one of the message today. Join us tomorrow for part two.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. The title of the message for today is The Truth About Your Life, Part 1. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
Father, we come to you today in the name of your Son, Jesus. Thank you for your goodness, for your love, for your mercy, and for your grace. And even as I pray for our listeners, we ask that you would meet every need. You said in your word, make your prayer unto me, and I will hear you. You said that the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and your ears are open to their cry. Lord, hear us today. Meet every need in our lives. We trust you for the answer, and we thank you for it today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.